This podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In podcast network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cinema Recall podcast here at thatmomentin.com. I am your host, Levern. And since we are just a few weeks away from celebrating one of my favorite holidays, Halloween, it seems fitting that we present a new series that will focus on some independent or not so well-known horror films. I'm going to call this series Terror Tuesdays, but it may change. But for right now, Terror Tuesdays, alright? I think it's fitting that we'll start off our first episode talking about the movie May, which came out in 2002. So let's hear a quick trailer and then we'll be back.
Do you feel weird doing this?
I am weird.
Ever since she was a child, May was different.
Sorry. You're sure my eye won't cross with the contacts?
Positive. Your lazy eye just needs a little help.
I mean, all the help I can get.
All she ever wanted was acceptance.
I need a real friend, someone I can hold.
All she ever got was rejection.
You have no messages.
Lionsgate Films presents...
I saw someone today. I like every part of him, especially his hands.
A story about the people we love.
You don't think I'm weird?
I like weird.
The parts of ourselves we hate.
She's pretty. Yeah, I don't think she's playing with a full deck.
Doesn't it hurt?
No.
Oh, this is weird.
You like weird.
Not that weird.
And the pieces of others.
So many pretty parts. No pretty holes.
We can't resist.
I love your tattoo. You have a beautiful neck.
You have really beautiful legs.
What you reading about?
Amputation.
Is that for work?
Just for fun. If you can't find a friend, make one. I bet you're wondering what I'm making.
Jeremy Sisto, Anna Faris, and Angela Bettis as May. Be careful, she just might steal your heart.
I need more parts.
Alright, so May stars Angela Bettis, Jeremy Sisto, and Anna Faris. It was written and directed by Larkin McKee, and it tells the story of May, played by Bettis, a young girl without many friends. Born with a lazy eye that her mother made her cover up, the only friend she ever had growing up was a creepy-looking doll inside a glass case. Cut to many years later, the only people May can call friends are the ones she works with. You see, she works at a veterinary clinic as their assistant. She still keeps that glass inside the glass case. And when we first meet her, she doesn't look like... She looks like she's slightly unhinged. Doesn't look like she's all there. She's very kind of awkward, the way of her mannerisms and her speech. This all changes when she meets a mechanic named Adam, this is played by Jeremy Sisto, and becomes really attracted to him, mainly his hands. Adam likes May at first because she is into his brand of horror, and she is different from the other girls he dates. However, after a bad date and a few other embarrassing moments, May slowly starts to lose her mind more and more, and gets even more insane. The odd thing is that the crazier she becomes, the more quote-unquote normal she appears to everyone else. Angela Bettis just shines in the title role because you really care about this character from the start. You want so much to just reach into your screen and give her a big hug. You want to, you know, tell her that everything is going to be okay and for things to be good for her. And I found her downfall to be very tragic, actually. Larkin McKee has created a very sympathetic horror character, very much like Frankenstein's monster, and it's one that not maybe people talk about, but they should. Fabulous performance all around. Anna Faris is good in this movie, too. She plays the secretary at the veterinary clinic, which I think is kind of weird, but it's a small clinic too. It's not like a big clinic, but she plays the assistant there. She's good. The moment I'm going to be talking about is when May gets a job teaching blind kids at a rec center. One day, she brings her friend in, you know, the one that she keeps in her glass case. Well, the kids are so excited to feel the doll that they rush at May, which causes her to drop the case. So, glass is just everywhere. And the kids hear that it breaks, and one of them says, the doll's out. And then one of them trips, and they put their hands right on the glass, and then like a domino effect, all the kids just keep crashing over each other, and they're all landing in these glass shards. It's not particularly graphic, but it's very, very disturbing. So, and it's definitely one of the most memorable moments of that film. That was May 2002 movie. Lucky Mickey directed it. I know you can find this stuff on like Amazon, and you can find it on, I believe, YouTube. I know it's, if you just search in May 2002, they'll give you options on how to watch it. I don't think it's on Shudder or Netflix or Hulu or anything like that. But if you do get a chance to watch this, highly recommend it. I think it's a very well done movie. It's Woman's Descent into Madness. In fact, this would be kind of a good double feature with like Black Swan, you know, about women both going insane. Yeah. So anyways, that's it right now. I'll be back with another episode of Terror Tuesdays next week or so. Let me know what you think about these, if you want me to keep doing these or not. And we'll keep this going at least throughout the month of October. I do know we do have some actual main episodes booked here soon. I'm just trying to work out times with our guests. But anyways, please go on to our site, thatmomentin.com. to check out all our other past episodes of the show. Definitely appreciate the support. You can listen to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Podomatic. We are on Twitter. We are just at @cinema_recall. We are also on Facebook, just typing the name Cinema Recall. I am the Vern. You can find me mostly everywhere there, but you can mostly find me on Twitter, which is @VideoVanguard. Vanguard is spelled VanGaurd. Anyways, that's it for this episode, folks, and I will talk to you next week. Goodbye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.